And welcome back to In Focus News Radio KMAN. As we continue our discussion with Manhattan Parks and Recreation Department, we've got some guests from the Douglas Center. Dave Baker is the director. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. Good morning, Brandon.
Pleasure to have you on. And we also have joining Dave, Kyla Kellerman, Recreation and Fitness Coordinator. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
So we've got some information coming up here on the construction of the Douglas Center. I've driven by a couple times. It looks like things are coming coming on pretty nicely. Dave, what's the latest update?
Well, Brandon, I tell you, it's exciting, and the building is 95% complete. So we are, what you say, on the downside, and it's very exciting to know that hopefully we're going to be operating here very soon.
Good to hear that. And as far as an opening date, do you have a tentative opening date just yet?
We do not. We have a meeting this week with Trinium, the contractor. We'll be having a walkthrough to kind of look at the punch list, looking at things, and probably after that we'll probably be able to kind of get a firm date. But we're looking at mid to late March as an opening date. My hope is that we can do it sooner, but realistically, we're looking to mid to late March to getting it open in operation.
Okay, so really, that's not that far away. That's about 6 weeks away. Then possibly here within the next 6 weeks, we could see activity there. I know that there's a lot of excitement about this art mural, and recently started soliciting applications, I believe, for artists, right?
That is correct. And visiting with Teresa Muir, our park publicist, she's been receiving some pretty good applications for that. And so I anticipate the mural really being a nice piece to depict the history of the Douglas Center and the Yuma Street Historical District.
Have you got a lot of applications in yet?
As of Friday, I know she had several. She said she hadn't had a chance to really view them all, but they are starting to come in, and so we're excited about that.
Okay, very good. Well, what is, I guess, when you get this whole thing open here in a few weeks, what are you most looking forward to having at the Douglas Center?
Well, as I've stated many times before, the Douglas Center, which we're in now, and of course you have the Douglas School, which is the annex, and adding the new Douglas Activity Center, we're going to have what we call the Frederick Douglas Recreation Complex. And basically, we're going to be able to do a lot more things with these three buildings than we are as of today. A good example would be we're playing pickleball here this morning with seniors here at the Douglas Center. And that's the only activity that can go on in this building. Well, when we get the new activity building, there's going to be multiple things that can go on there. We still have things going on here, and plus the annex across the street. So these are the kinds of things that would go on in a recreation center that would house all these things in one place. But now we're going to have the three buildings that will do that. And this is going to be a great addition to Parks and Recreation in the city of Manhattan.
All right. Yeah, I know a lot of people are excited about having that here in our community. As far as some upcoming events, I don't know, is that you, Dave, or is that going to be Kyla?
Kyla would talk about the activities. I'll have her speak to the activities that we'll be having coming up.
All right.
Yeah, so like Mr. Baker said, we currently have pickleball going, and we're going to definitely continue that. That's Monday through Fridays, and they get here at 8:30, and they usually play until about 11:30, sometimes a little bit later. So we'll continue those exact same days and hours in the new facility. The remainder of the day, our gym is open, and you can utilize pickleball court again if you like. We can do volleyball courts, and we can do basketball. We will designate some nights and hours for pickleball to be played in the evening as well, and then some pickup basketball. That will be all in the gym. Upstairs, we'll have our walking track that you can access during our hours. We'll be able to bring back our fitness classes, and we're looking to start with both yoga and Zumba during the week. And then we'll have our designated hours for the fitness area where you can come and access all of our cardio equipment, upper body equipment, lower body equipment, ab equipment. We're going to have all the works there for the public to access.
Okay, very good. It's nice to see a number of activities happening. Have you had a lot of virtual activities that you've offered in the last few months?
Here at the Douglas Center, we have not. We do post a lot on our Facebook page. We try to put out, you know, at-home workouts. We post recipes that you can make at home. We post a lot of activities around the city that you can do as far as, like, what trails are available, what's going on at the lake before it closed for the winter. So we post a lot of updates on there and try to interact with the public through the Facebook, which is getting a pretty high volume of people that are following and interacting with those.
I got to say, I have a 10-year-old. I think she'd be pretty interested in this virtual cooking class opportunity. At least I think she would. She may tell me differently, but that sounds like a lot of fun. Where can people find out more about that?
Yeah, so that will be virtual, like you said, for kids between the ages of 8 and 14. If you get on the MHAKPride.com website, you can look for the Culinary Kids Club column, and that's how you can sign up through there, and days and times should be available for that here soon.
All right, very good. Well, I know that this isn't at the Douglas Center necessarily, but the ice skating is wrapping up here pretty soon. So if you want your chance to get ice skating, you better do it pretty quickly.
Yep, that will be available until February 21st. You do have to reserve a day and time to attend and skate. So just make sure people are doing that before they just show up and don't have the opportunity to skate.
Right. And of course, that looks a little different this year. I know that that is being done with you can't stand around and watch people skate. That's a little different than normal years, but it's been pretty popular so far.
Yeah, as far as we know, first day that was open, there was already reservations and times ready to go. And, you know, people have definitely been looking for things to try and get out and do in a safely manner.
Very good. I haven't. I've actually never ice skated myself. I've roller skated several times, but and roller skating is not really something that I'm very good at. So I fall down a lot. But nice we have these opportunities. Of course, people can always find the Parks Department on a number of different platforms, including social media. You mentioned Facebook. Where all can they find you guys at?
Yeah, our Facebook is the Douglas Community Recreation Center. We also partner with the City of Manhattan Parks and Rec on the Instagram page. So just go to City of Manhattan Parks and Rec there, and daily information is given out on both.
All right, very good. Dave, any other things you wanted to add before we let you go?
Well, we'll be announcing the grand opening as soon as we know, and we know it's going to be a big deal when we do it, because this is just something. All three, not only the Douglas Activity Center, but Eisenhower and Susan B. Anthony, these facilities are indoor facilities, are something that this community has needed for some time. And we're blessed and tickled death to be the first one, but the other ones are coming on shortly after. And I don't think people are going to really realize the impact these facilities are going to have until they're open. And so I think it's just going to be a great thing for the City of Manhattan and the citizens that voted to do these facilities several years ago. And now it's a real thing. It's they're about to be here. And I think it's going to be very positive thing for the City of Manhattan.
Yeah. All right. Well, Dave, appreciate it. Kyla, we appreciate you being on. And also to Eddie Eastus, the Director of Manhattan Parks and Rec. Thank you, guys. And hope you have a great week and great month of February.
Thank you, Brandon. Appreciate it.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thanks, Brandon.
That's going to wrap up our show here for today. Coming up tomorrow, we will have Manhattan City officials. We'll have City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Wynn Butler joining us on the show.
The GMCF Community Hour next hour is going to be focused on USD 383 Early Learning and the Flint Hills Discovery Center, followed by the Rush Limbaugh Show, Dan Patrick, Wildcat Insider, and Chiefs Kingdom tonight at 6:00.